Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Monterey County. Our weather is like this every single day, 365 days a year. Welcome to Monterey County. We just came out of Car Week. First off, I just want to thank everybody who's come out today to talk about this exciting legislation that's been passed through the state of California to help law enforcement combat retail theft. We all know that retail theft has been in the news quite a bit, that our businesses, our economic drivers, our retailers have been hit with shoplifting and crimes related to shoplifting. And I'm excited that they're announcing and that Speaker Rivas, who's been a big part of this, to put some legislation together to really help our businesses, help law enforcement, increase enforcement and prosecution of these really gangs that are hitting retail establishments. And it punishes everybody. Shoplifting doesn't just affect the businesses. It affects every single one of us in the grocery stores, in when we're shopping, because the prices are pushed down, the losses are pushed down to our communities. And when you're a mom or dad or a single parent or somebody who's raising a family and you're struggling to put food on the table, you're struggling for the basic goods that you need, retail theft hurts everybody because the prices go up. And then you have to make that decision. What am I going to buy for my family? What are the needs that I'm going to have because of the increased prices? So my hope and the hope of all law enforcement is that this legislation, this packet of bills that have been passed through our legislation, is just the beginning of really looking at how we can better help our communities for community safety, that we do it in a balanced way, that we're doing it with compassion and helping all of us, you know, have more safer communities. So, Speaker Rivas, on behalf of my county, on behalf of San Benito County, on behalf of Santa Clara and the counties surrounding us, Santa Cruz, we just want to thank you for this start, because to me, it's a start. With that, I want to introduce Mike Molinar. He's the president of Food for Less from the Salinas store. Mike, where are you at? There you are. Thank you, everybody, and welcome.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Mike Molinar, president and CEO of PAQ, Inc. You better know us as Food for Less Stores or Rancho San Miguel Markets. It's my pleasure to be here today to represent my company and the California Grocers Association in support of Assembly Speaker Robert Rivas and his tireless work on a landmark package of retail legislation. Just a few days ago, Governor Gavin Newsom signed the package of 10 bills designed to reduce retail theft in our communities and in grocery stores like ours. And I got to tell you, this couldn't have come soon enough. I want to thank you, Speaker Rivas, for leading that charge and making sure the legislature took decisive action this year. From day one, Speaker Rivas has been there for grocers visiting local stores, especially independents in his district. He's worked to really understand what it's like to operate a grocery store and how serious the retail theft issue is for the industry and the community. It's no understatement to say that he has taken the charge by California residents to address retail theft head-on, acting quickly and decisively in the legislature. You know, only 1 year ago, grocers like myself were struggling to be heard by our elected officials. It was the number one thing keeping me up at night. I can't tell you how much I've worried about how to keep my employees and my customers safe, as well as our doors open, because of the losses from retail theft. But he pledged to make our communities and its businesses safer when he took over as Speaker, and he's made good on that promise. Our stores sit at the center of communities. We nourish neighborhoods. We anchor the brick-and-mortar retail shopping centers that power local economies and give Californians a sense of place. It's our belief that these new retail theft laws will seriously aid grocers throughout the state. The grocery industry stands with you, Speaker Rivas, and I'm sincerely appreciative of your efforts to protect our stores, our customers, and our employees. Thank you. now it's my pleasure to introduce Ron Fong, the president and CEO of the California Grocers Association.
Thank you, Mike. Good morning, everyone. My name is Ron Fong. I'm president and CEO of the California Grocers Association, and it's just a historic day today. I'm just so honored to be here representing the grocery industry who have worked tirelessly with Speaker Rivas on this package of retail theft bills. We were together last Friday, as Mike said, with the governor to sign this historical package of bills, and it's a comprehensive package of bills dealing with serial crime, enhanced penalties, and law enforcement. We're going to be able to give the sheriff and law enforcement some ability to do something about retail crime, some real good reform here. You know, Mr. Speaker, it's hard to believe that about a year ago, when you were just becoming Speaker, we visited your local supermarket, Hollister Supermarket, and we walked the store and told you about the issues within a grocery store. You saw a couple of friends and relatives, if I remember correctly, that worked at the store. And our number one issue was the safety of our employees and of our customers because of retail theft. You took that conversation so seriously, we went back to the Capitol and immediately started to work on this package of bills. You appointed a select committee just to study retail theft, and which the grocers were a part of, and it gave us great pleasure to be a part of it. That committee ended up doing some great work, and here we are with a package of 10 comprehensive bills. We can't thank you enough. The bills passed, signed by the governor, and here we are today celebrating. I want to thank you again for your leadership, for your partnership with the grocers, and listening to all of our grocery members on retail theft. So I appreciate that so much. And with that, I turn it over to our DA, Jeff Rosen.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Speaker Rivas and Sheriff Nieto, for the lovely weather in your county. I'm a little bit north of here, and this is wonderful to be here. Let me talk a little bit about what's happening in our favorite store, whether in the mall or the place we buy clothes for our children or presents on a special occasion. A little bit north of here in Santa Clara County, we've had groups of armed men with pepper spray and sledgehammers invading stores, blinding the employees, and making off with thousands of dollars worth of stolen merchandise. With the help of much of the legislation that's been passed this year, as well as efforts made by Speaker Rivas and the legislature in the last year to provide more resources to law enforcement to tackle organized retail theft. We've recently cracked a number of very large cases, including a fencing network in San Jose involving a dozen individuals, which led to search warrants recovering more than $500,000 in stolen merchandise. In another case in the last year, one group of organized retail gangsters stole $76,000 worth of goods from Home Depot, Target, and Kohl's, and then another retail theft gang stole some of what this gang stole, and the response was kidnapping, metal rods, electrocution, all over about 100 designer handbags. This is not your father's shoplifting cases. These are not the acts of the desperate trying to survive. A crime once known for its annoyance has evolved into a dangerous and massive organized crime spree. And now we appreciate very much Speaker Rivas, Assemblymember Zagor, Assemblymember Elena's behind me, the package of legislation they have passed, which provides law enforcement with tools to combat this scourge of organized retail theft. Last year in 2023, retail theft cost American retailers more than $120 billion, $120 billion. And as the sheriff pointed out a few moments ago, those are costs that are passed on to all of us, to the working class and to people in terms of higher costs. While people might roll their eyes when a luxury watch store is ransacked, at the same time, we have pharmacies, mom-and-pop grocery stores that are closing because of organized retail theft, and that's really putting at risk some of our communities most vulnerable in terms of their access to food and medicine. As retail theft crime has evolved, law enforcement must do the same. We very much appreciate the funding that the legislature provided to organize retail theft task forces around the state, including millions of dollars in my county, north of here in Santa Clara County, which has allowed us to dedicate prosecutors, investigators, and police officers to work specifically on organized retail theft gangs, which has led to the arrest and prosecution of hundreds of organized retail theft gangs, and hopefully in the years to come will lead to less organized retail theft to begin with. I very much appreciate what the legislature did here. This package of laws is comprehensive. It addresses retail theft, property theft, auto theft. It gives retailers tools to keep individuals who've committed retail theft away from their stores. It gives law enforcement more tools to prosecute these individuals. We want to send a message to organized retail theft gangsters the cost of your business of this crime has grown exponentially, and our response will be handcuffs, accountability, and safety for all of us in our community. Thank you very much. It's my pleasure to introduce Assemblymember Alanis.
Thank you. Well, good morning, everybody. My name is Juan Alanis. I'm a state assembly member from the Modesto area, Stanislaus County, Merced County area, so Central Valley, a couple hours drive. Weather's not always as nice as this, but thank you. So there's no doubt that in the last week, the legislation has taken bold action in working on passing these bills and encouraging the governor to sign them, which obviously you guys saw happen on Friday, which was an honor for me to be part of. I'm grateful to Speaker Rivas for inviting me to join him and my Democratic colleagues as part of this comprehensive bill package, also for asking me to be part of the Retail Theft Select Committee, so thank you guys for that. I'm also grateful for him for allowing me the opportunity to share my experience as a career law enforcement officer through this process with various discussions that I got to be part of. Serving nearly 30 years in law enforcement with the Stanislaus County Sheriff's Department, I saw dramatic changes in both criminal behavior and how law enforcement responded to it, both greatly affected by the laws passed in the legislature and by the voters of California. At the end of the day, hindsight 2020, and when we were afforded an opportunity to take the right to make it happen and to improve these laws, I felt, obviously all of us here felt it was our responsibility to make sure that we did fix this. It was for too long that, as you guys may know, retailers and businesses throughout the state have had to endure so much pain and try and figure out ways to go around to help combat and make sure their employees were safe, make sure their customers were safe, making sure that they were still able to stay in the communities, which unfortunately hasn't happened throughout the state. But we did work on it. We got it done on Friday, and I'm sure there's going to be more to come. Again, I'm just really thankful for you, Speaker. I look forward to continuing to work in this fashion, build honest consensus around good ideas, and especially friendships up there. Thank you. And I want to introduce a good friend of mine as well, who also was the chair of the Select Committee on Retail Theft, Assemblymember Rick Zibber.
So my name is Rick Chavez Zibber. I represent the 51st Assembly District, which is in Southern California, the West LA area, and want to start off by thanking Assemblymember Alanis. You know, it sometimes takes, unfortunately, sometimes takes political courage to work across the aisle, and I just want to thank Assemblymember Alanis for his leadership and really working with us to, where did he go? Oh, there he is, yeah, next to the speaker, working with us so closely on this package of bills. And I want to thank our DA Rosen and all of our heroes in law enforcement today for working with us and being such a part of this process, as well as Assemblymember John Addis, who is in the neighboring district. And thank you all for joining us today, where we celebrate a pivotal moment in our state's history, the signing of a landmark legislative package to combat retail theft and make our communities stronger and safer. This moment has been nearly a year in the making ever since Speaker Rivas entrusted me with the responsibility of chairing the Select Committee on Retail Theft. And I want to say, Speaker Rivas is the person who put this issue on the map. We were hearing from law enforcement for years now, and our retailers and our grocers and men and our workers and many others that this was a problem. But it really took the leadership of Speaker Rivas to form the committee and really lead on this issue. And so I want to thank you for doing that. He understood the gravity of the issue, one that strikes at the very heart of our neighborhoods, our businesses, and our families. Across California, business owners live in fear for their livelihoods. Workers worry about their safety, and customers face the frustration of locked glass cabinets. But the stakes are even higher than that. If businesses close or relocate, our neighborhoods fall victim to retail theft. They fall victim to blight and the vitality that makes them thrive. In my own district, I received countless calls from people who made it clear that this issue couldn't wait. Retailers and property owners in Hollywood who said that if we waited another year, we would have businesses closing and blight in those neighborhoods and the entire neighborhood around it affected. It needed urgent, balanced, and meaningful solutions, and it needed it now. So we got to work. We brought everyone to the table, retailers, law enforcement, workers' unions, criminal justice reform advocates, because solving a problem of this magnitude requires the voices and insights of everyone that's affected. The result of those discussions was the California Retail Theft Reduction Act, jointly authored by Speaker Rivas and myself, and the package of the other bills that were brought forward. My bill and Speaker Rivas's bill targets organized crime rings that exploit our retail sector, creating a new crime for serial retail thieves. Those who repeatedly steal with the intent to resell goods can now face up to 3 years in prison and really address many of the issues that DA Rosen was raising. This bill also makes it easier to prove intent, allowing law enforcement to take stronger action against those who harm our communities through theft and illegal reselling. Additionally, this bill strengthens the tools available to our law enforcement officers, enabling them to arrest shoplifters based on witness statements or video evidence and to keep repeat offenders in custody. This legislation also protects our businesses and retailers, ensuring that they won't face nuisance actions for reporting retail crimes. It's about creating a safer, more secure environment for everyone. But we didn't stop there. We recognize that to truly combat retail crime, we must also address its root causes. That's why the bill also expands the use of diversion and rehabilitation programs. It gives those caught in cycles of petty theft a chance to turn their lives around through increased supervision and the possibility of early discharge from probation if they complete the programs. I want to take a moment again to thank Speaker Rivas, Governor Newsom, members of the Select Committee on Retail Theft, and all my colleagues in the legislature. Their leadership and support have been invaluable. This bill is the result of extensive collaboration with groups that are deeply invested in finding real solutions to this pressing problem. And I also want to just take a moment to really thank the grocers and Rachel Michelin from the Retailers Association. I think at times she was on my speed dial and I was talking to her 2 and 3 times a week. And I got to say, it was really a product of really hard work that not only my bill, but the whole package of bills and the engagement from both the grocers and the retailers and the unions and law enforcement, that this became possible. So I'm proud of what we've accomplished. I'm confident that our bills will make a real difference in the lives of the people of California. And I want to thank Speaker Rivas again for his incredible leadership, really making this a priority for the entire legislature and the state of California. A lot of people didn't think we could get this done over the course of this last legislative cycle, but we did something that was meaningful that I think is going to really improve the lives of people throughout the entire state of California. Thank you very much. Next, I have the great privilege and honor of introducing Rachel Michelin, the president of the California Retailers Association.
Hi, Rachel Michelin, president and CEO for the California Retailers Association. As I was driving here, I thought about my first conversation with Mr. Zabor when he called me when he had first been appointed to the Retail Theft Select Committee. We had never talked before. I think we talked for an hour. We were feeling each other out. And I'm thinking, is this actually going to happen? And here we are today. I've said this over and over and over again. We would not be here if it wasn't for the leadership of Speaker Rivas. He alone changed the dialogue in Sacramento to make the focus on retail theft. And that is why this package of bills got to the governor, and that is why he signed them, almost all of them, on Friday. The process that we went through was something I have never experienced before because it was a bipartisan process. It brought everyone to the table. Everyone's voices had an opportunity. Some people chose to take advantage, some did not, but everyone had an opportunity to be heard. And I hope it sets an example for how we can do policy in the future, because it really did result in a comprehensive package of bills that I think will be impactful. These are pieces of legislation that address retail theft from many different angles. It's not just about people going into the store. One of the things I'm most proud of is my friends, and I was standing next to my friends from the California Highway Patrol. We have one of the just, you know, jewels with what we do with the CHP and the Organized Retail Crime Task Forces and the work that they do on organized retail crime in collaboration with their local law enforcement partners and retailers is something that, that retail associations call me about from all over the country. I'm proud of the fact that this package of legislation eliminated the sunset. So now we can continue to invest and make sure that these organized crime rings, of which DA Rosen talked about, they're going to know. In California, you're going to be held accountable because we're going to continue to invest because the governor made sure and the legislature approved permanent funding for those task forces. We were able to get the multi-jurisdictional prosecution passed, Assemblywoman Irwin's bill, to make sure that you can't cross county lines and think that you're not going to be held accountable. That's not going to happen anymore in California. We're going to make sure now in California, and I think maybe one other state has it, which is Hawaii, we now have restraining orders for retailers. After two citations, you're going to lose the privilege to even go into a store or into a parking lot. You're not going to be able to go in to those stores. There is now going to be consequences for your behavior if you're going to continue this type of stealing and putting our employees, our customers, at risk. And that's what we've always been about. We have been about, as retailers, making sure there are consequences for the behavior. We don't need to go back to things of the past and mass incarceration. We need to make sure people understand that if you're going to continue this behavior, you're going to have to, you know, my dad always told me, behavior has consequences. And now, in California, your behavior will have consequences. And what's so great is watching, I don't do this often, some of you might have seen me, but I was up in the gallery watching down when they were voting on these bills. Overwhelming support from both Republicans and Democrats, because I think our legislators understood the importance of why this had to happen. This is a balanced approach that took the input of so many different stakeholders to really understand that this is something we can continue to build on. And I know there's still work to be done, and I know that I will continue to be at that table and continue to bring ideas, my partnership, you know, collaboration to make sure that we can continue to address this issue. This isn't a silver bullet. It's not going to, you know, it's not a magic wand, and it's suddenly going to fix every single problem related to retail theft or organized retail crime. But it's certainly a huge step in the right direction. But I think more importantly, it's a huge step in a change in dynamic on how we did policy in Sacramento. And that shows the leadership of Speaker Rivas and how he is changing the way things are done in the state capitol. And to me, that is just as important as passing this package of bills. And so truly want to thank you, Speaker Rivas, for what you did, because it really did set a new tone. I mean, there are twists and turns through this whole process, but I will tell you, I never once doubted that we would get here at this point, because I knew with his leadership, we were going to stand here, you know, at some point, and here we are today. And I'm proud to continue to work with him, not only on retail theft. I mean, I'm ready to work on some other issues with you, but certainly I am proud of the bipartisanship, Mr. Alanis, and the work that you did, Mr. Zabur. I mean, these two gentlemen toured stores, They went to conferences with us. They understood. They listened to member companies. They took that back. A lot of the things they saw from our members ended up in this legislation. They met individually with retailers. They did their homework. And that's really what I think Californians are asking for, are leaders who are really going to take into consideration what Californians are feeling and put it into action. And that's what you saw in this bill package. So thank you, and I'm excited to our continued work going forward. So with that, I'm proud to ask Monterey County Supervisor Mary Adams.
Thank you so much for that lovely introduction, Rachel, as we represent just one of the three women who are standing up here today. So that's absolutely wonderful. It really is an honor for me to be able to be with you today representing the 5th District of Monterey County and all of the lucky people of Monterey County who are able to call Robert Rivas our friend. As you know, he has represented us first on the Board of Supervisors in San Benito County and then, of course, as our 29th Assembly District member. He's a local person. He was raised in Piscinas, not very far from here, where his grandfather was a farm worker for the Almaden Vineyards. He grew up in farm worker housing, and he was cared for by a single mom and his beloved grandparents. They emigrated from Mexico in the 60s, pursuing what so many people have done, searching for the California dream. And honestly, I can only imagine the outcome of that dream standing here today. Your family must be just beaming at this, and I'm sure would never have even imagined that today would be the kind of day that it is, all because of you. As I was listening to the other speakers talking about the nuts and bolts of the package of bills, what I felt and know is that it was before that. It was just because Robert Rivas really listens, and he takes to heart what it is that the people who are around him, not just his constituents, but others, really want and need. And then he has the passion and the energy to take that and the strategic vision to be able to implement what it is that he sees that is in the greater good for all of the people that he represents. And how fortunate we are to have him representing all of us now in Sacramento, at the state capitol. He is the 71st speaker of the California State Assembly. And as everyone here knows, I'm sure, because they've got a bunch of really important people here today, it is the third most important position in the state of California. This is a huge, huge position that is held by our own wonderful Assemblymember Robert Rivas. So it gives me a great personal pride and pleasure and everything else good to welcome to this podium our state assembly member and the Speaker of the House, Robert Rivas.
Well, Mary, thank you for that incredible introduction. Always great to see you, and you know, certainly I know these are your last months on the Board of Supervisors, so certainly appreciate your service to this county, and you will be sorely missed, but I know you're not gonna go very far, so look forward to your continued service. And I really want to thank everybody who made the time to be here. And selfishly, I always, since I became speaker, I always invite people to come to our district to see, the beauty of what is the Central Coast, but also to experience the historic and worsening traffic congestion that we all have to deal with. And so hopefully that's next on the list of the priorities that we can tackle. But look, as was mentioned, we were in San Jose with our District Attorney Rosen and with so many of the stakeholders that are standing behind me on Friday with the governor, where he signed a historic package of bills. But we thought it was important to do this press conference here locally, because so often when we pick up our phones to read the news or for watching the nightly news, we often read about how much of our government, the things that we don't do right at the federal level, state level, local level, how much more we have to do. And so this is an incredible example that we wanted to share of the work that we've been doing that's going to make a positive change in our communities.
but also having traveled this state up and down, hundreds and thousands of miles on the road, by plane, with our team, I know that what Californians care about in any area is accountability. They want more accountability. And accountability matters. And so for me, my commitment as speaker, the commitment of my colleagues that are standing behind me, from Dawn Addis, who's my partner here in Monterey County, as she represents the coastal part of Monterey County, Rick Zabur from LA, Juan Alanis, Republican from the Central Valley. Accountability is going to be front and center in all of our work moving forward. It must be. And that's why we're here this morning, is to talk about, as has been mentioned, these 10 powerful new laws. And now these are laws that will hold criminal gangs accountable and will stop the organized retail theft that's all too common, unfortunately, in California. And getting these bills across the finish line, it was not easy. It was hard work, as was mentioned. It took bipartisanship and collaboration. It took listening to Californians and building their good ideas into laws. And so this is an example where the people spoke. The people spoke in all corners, in all parts of California, and we delivered. And let's be honest, we are all fed up with smash and grabs, as was highlighted by Mr. Rosen. We're done and frustrated with products being locked up. And today, law-abiding citizens, not criminals, make the rules. That's what real leadership is. It's not opportunistic. It doesn't trade on fear, and it doesn't take us backward to the failed policies of the past. You know, real leadership is fact-based. It's collaborative, and it delivers results. This was one of my top priorities when I became speaker a little over a year ago. It's why, as has been mentioned, why I formed the Assembly Committee on Retail Theft. You know, Assembly members, both Democrats and Republicans here today, Donna Addis, Juan Alanis, so many others that could not be here because we have to race to Sacramento here momentarily to do work. But they jumped right into this important work. And I am so appreciative of them, and particularly the commitment of our chair of that committee, Rick Chavez-Zabur. And so thank you, Rick, for your incredible efforts to get these laws on the books. As you know, and as I mentioned, it was not easy, but we got there. You were steadfast and focused on the end result, and that's what mattered, on bringing about comprehensive and balanced solutions. And you are absolutely the key reason why this was successful. And it's their work, you know, the work of my colleagues, and the collective work that we did, that would not have come together without them, but also, more importantly, the engagement of our community advocates, the people standing behind me, law enforcement, local leaders, grocers, retailers, and workers. This was a collaborative effort. They all helped shape these laws, and I thank them for their time, their collaboration, and their expertise, Rachel. And these powerful new laws, they give the leaders standing behind me the tools that they need to clean up our streets and to keep stores safe from theft. They create new and serious consequences for people who steal or shoplift repeatedly. And they address other serious crimes, as was highlighted by Mr. Rosen, that include car break-ins and cargo theft. And unfortunately, we know that some people steal because they are food insecure, they're in dire poverty, or have behavioral health issues. These new laws account for all of that, all of it. They keep diversion programs front and center in sentencing, and they require courts to consider alternative rehabilitation. That's good news, because we have to get this right, because California will not go backward on important criminal justice reforms. We have to be deliberate, we have to be smart about the consequences of bad policy. And that's why we invested so much time and energy to get this right. Because again, we cannot go back on our commitment, especially to our communities of color. But we will always, always have the back of law-abiding Californians, always, who work hard and who do the right thing. And so I want to thank Sheriff Nieto and our other law enforcement officers who are here this morning for their hard work to keep our community safe. I want to thank Mike for being here this morning. Where's Mike? Mike, thank you, Mike, for being here. I want to thank Ron Fong and Rachel Michelin for their advocacy here today, but for their collaborative work all year long and the ongoing the collaboration and work that that we know that will ensure that we continue. And I want to thank all the community leaders for who are here with us this morning, here from our region, from my home, who make the Central Coast what it is. When I look out in the crowd, I look at Mayor Craig, longtime supervisor, and Mayor Potter, another retiring supervisor, Bruce McPherson, a longtime public servant to this region, and so many of you who make this a very special place. Chris Lopez, the County Board of Supervisors, Judge Phillips, I could stay here all day. what's different about the Central Coast is when we see issues and problems, we all come together. And that's how we move our community forward. This has always been a very special place, but certainly appreciate everyone's dedication, their partnership to ensure that we deliver results for our community. Yes, we're here to talk about public safety, but moving forward, we know that this is a state that needs stronger leadership. We know that this is a state with many problems. The greatest state in the country, as I like to say, but as we know, a state that does confront some serious challenges, but requires steady, serious leadership to get through them. And so with that, our work is not done. We will ensure that we continue next year and beyond. I appreciate every single one of you for moving forward with me together. And can't thank you enough for being here this morning. Thank you so much.